This is 88.5 KRFY, listener-supported community radio. And now to our next recorded interview with Ruth Klingin-Smith from the Suzuki Strings Academy and Paige McDonald from Allegro Dance Studio. Welcome, Paige and Ruth.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yep, we're going to talk about the upcoming Ponderay Arts Council performance series, The Winter Night. And as POAC said in their promo, POAC partnered with Allegro Dance Studio and Suzuki Strings Academy for a special evening of live music and dance featuring local performances, local performers. So that's why we have you on to find out what this is about. This program is coming up January 29th and 30th at the Panada. So this is something a little bit new for POAC Performance Arts Series, local collaboration and local talent. Is this true, Ruth?
Yes. Yeah, we're really excited to be partnering with the POAC on this event. We have students playing from Suzuki String Academy, our ensemble, as well as some local instructors and dancers from Allegro Dance Studio. There's about 30 students and musicians being featured in this show. And we have some original scores we'll be performing and tracks. A lot of variety. I'm super excited. We'll be playing pieces from Eine Kleine Nacht by Mozart all the way to Sky Full of Stars from Coldplay, and a little bit everything in between. And so we have live dancers, live music. We really wanted to be focusing on community and family and local. And so we are keeping the show under an hour, so that knowing that families will be there and just wanting to make it really engaging experience.
So if you could give a verbal description of how does it unfold? Who wrote this? I mean, is it a play, or is it just individual performances, or is it an event on its own?
So originally, it was a Christmas performance that we started in 2019, seeing that the Eugene Ballet was going to have a harder time bringing the Nutcracker to Sandpoint, and our studio and all the students still wanted to have some sort of holiday event. And so we created this Christmas night, which was basically the same type of show that we're putting on, except more holiday themed. Seeing as how the holidays rolled out and the use of our local theater, we wanted to make sure it was a time that everybody could come. Holidays are too crazy. So we thought, hey, let's do it in January when everybody's kind of got the winter blues, and let's pump this community up with some live entertainment of these students. So we wanted to do this show, and we thought a collaboration would be really cool, because not a lot of dancers get to experience live musicians, and not a lot of live musicians get to play for live dancers. So it's a challenge for Ruth and I, because neither of us really had this opportunity for ourselves, and now we're giving it to our own students. And it's really fun to watch them engage, and it's a challenge because you have to make sure the tempo fits what the dancers have been rehearsing to. We also have a student who's producing his own techno music in the background for some of these tracks. So there's a lot of elements and a lot of creativity. There's beautiful costuming. The dancers are so excited, and it's going to not be a holiday feel. It's going to be this winter night. What is a winter night in Sandpoint? It's crisp. It's beautiful. It's blue. It's purple. We have the northern lights. We have the stars. We have the snow, and we're bringing that all together. So these families come in, and the children of these families get to meet the ballerinas. They get to enjoy themselves at a beautiful hot cocoa bar, decorated by a local decorator, Chloe Jenkins, who's amazing. And we get to display some live art and some interviews from students who were scholarshiped from the previous shows. So we want to not lose sight of that, we're raffling off a hand-painted violin by Laura Moss, Laura V. Moss. And she's amazingly talented and has totally taken the theme of the show and painted it on an old violin, which we'll be raffling. And those proceeds will go to scholarship some of our students who could use assistance or have really shown that they have earned more time in our studios. So there's a lot of elements at play, and these kids are dying to get back on stage and perform for their community. And we're really looking forward to it.
So I have a question. What comes first, the dance and the music is inspired by the dance, or the music and the dancers come into the music and find their creative spark? What, or is it something else?
Yeah, we're taking bits and pieces. So there's some stuff that Ruth had been working on with her students and some things that I'd been working on with my students. And then she and I sat down and collaborated and said, okay, what do you have? And what do I have? And what do we both not have that we have to bring together? We're definitely inspired by Lindsay Sterling, who, if anybody out there knows who she is, she's a lovely young dancer, but also a famous violinist. And last year we got to take some of our students to her live production, and it really inspired them to see, look, you don't just have to be a dancer or just a violinist. You can be it all. And it's a production that ties it all together. So the collaboration is always tricky because it has to work for everybody. And there are some parts of the show where it's just dancers on track. And then there's just some pieces by the chamber. So we're getting a little bit of everything all together, and to give some of them breaks in between their numbers. So that's kind of how it goes.
And it sounds like a true collaboration when you feed off from the creative energy of a very different, you know, a physical performance, a dance performance to a musical, but it's really the same in a lot of ways. So finding that common ground, I guess you might say.
Information. It has to hit us, and we can see it, you know, and feel it.
So you got it. You feel like you got it. And folks can come out and actually experience that. What's really cool is that these are local, not just children, it's high school students too. So it's a range of ages.
And adults.
And adults. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Ruth, how does the music, we got a little picture of the dance. What is the, you said Mozart. What is that? Are there some, what do we call it? Solo performances and then chamber?
Yes, yes. I just love to play and experience different genres of music. I think it's really important to be well-rounded musician, to really appreciate the classics, but also be able to be versatile enough to play the pop music. We're doing a piece even from the movie Pirates of the Caribbean, where we have two solo violinists up on stage, all dressed up. And that very audience interactive performance. And then we've got one violinist who actually will be dancing with the dancers with her violin and doing a Lindsay Sterling piece called Elements. And then we'll have pieces that the chamber will do together as a group. So there's a lot of variety and just makes it fun and interesting.
It sounds like a magical, there's an evening performance and two afternoon performances, correct? I think on the 29th, you have a 2 o'clock and an I have that down here. On the 29th, you have a 2 p.m. Performance. And then in the evening, you have this very special evening performance, kind of magical almost. So wine and dessert bites from local restaurants. So it's kind of something special. We haven't had a lot of opportunities like this in our community lately. And this is almost classically a gift to our community. So tell us a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we want people to dress up. We want everybody to get out their gorgeous dresses, and men get out those tuxes, and kids get out your finest, you know, I don't care if it's a Christmas dress or whatever. We want people to dress up for this occasion. I think over the last few decades, people have lost sight of what a performance is. And in the old times, you know, you would dress up for a ballet, you would dress up for a symphony. And we need to keep those traditions alive so that children who are coming with their families understand, you know, there's an air of respect and manners that we're tying all together and keeping old traditions and blending it with the new stuff and doing it right here in town at our beautiful theater.
The Panada will be transformed into the Metropolitan Opera House. And I like the word respect, you know, respecting the work that all the teachers at both the Allegro Dance Studio and the Suzuki Strings Academy have put into bringing out the creative side of children, students, along the spectrum of ages, but respecting that work and that creative spark. So yeah, it's something special. So I was looking at the website for this event. This is being, it's part of the POAC, which is the Pondere Arts Council's performance arts series that they have all through this time of year. Who are some of the sponsors that you know of? I don't know if you have a list in front of you or not, but this is not just put on by the ticket sales. This is a big deal. It's being, you have the food from the local restaurant, Dessert Bites, I think you're calling it, and wine. And so do you want to say anything to your sponsors or about your sponsors?
Well, it's definitely a community event. We couldn't do it without the support of the community. People coming to the event for sure, but also local businesses. I know there's a whole list of businesses that support the performing arts through POAC. I don't want to try to start naming them all because I know I'll miss somebody, but I know some of the main businesses in town support this to keep the arts alive. And we want to keep all the arts alive, dance, music, visual arts is so important for our kids, for our community, to really make that achievable and accessible.
Yeah, this is our first year of actually doing this collaboration with POAC. So Ruth and I were on our own in the past, but this year, you know, we have POAC on board. And I hope that really opens up avenues to the students because they're going to have all these patrons seeing what they could actually be sponsoring locally rather than just bringing in shows from out of town and build that and drive that and keep that momentum going. So yeah, the sponsors, we really, really appreciate it.
It sounds kind of fancy.
It's a big list.
And actually they are on POAC's website. They're listed. We very, very much from the bottom of our hearts are very thankful for everyone in the community who is supporting this event and others.
And supporting the students because they're putting in the hard work as you are, but also keeping the ideas and the organizations such as or the businesses, whatever, Suzuka Strings Academy and Allegro Dance Studio alive and thriving, because that kind of gives context to our community. It kind of makes us what we are. It's not one thing. It's a group that there's a lot of kids in our community that need the opportunity to express themselves and to find that part of themselves that is creative. Anyways, there you go. So why don't you tell us, so again, there's going to be a raffle with this beautiful violin and that will go towards scholarships. There's tickets for these events on January 29th and 30th. There's two PM performances and one evening performance. Can you give us ticket information?
Artsinsandpoint.org. You want to go to the POAC's website? I believe it's three shows down. And you pick your ticket. And we hope that people are bringing their grandchildren. We hope they're bringing their nieces and nephews. Everybody, please come. We got to get the performing arts kicked off again. We got to get these people back on stage and we need to get people in the seats that Panada is just too lonely without people in them. It seems.
Well, it has a whole new thing going on over there, and this is a great way to support everybody. So anything else you want to say, Ruth?
You can also order or purchase raffle tickets on artsandsandpoint.org as well. And that will go directly to student scholarships.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and to mention, this past weekend and next weekend, we're going to have some of the dancers and violinists who are in the show actually handing out information in person, in costume, Cedar Street Bridge in downtown. So we can get those little kids excited to see a real ballerina and then get to go watch them perform. So we're also going to get out and promote it again next weekend as well.
Yeah, we hope that we inspire more kids to have these kinds of opportunities in their lives. It makes a big impact.
Well, thank you for the work you're doing. Thanks for putting this on. It's a big deal. I can tell it's going to be beautiful and magical. And so again, ticket information is at the POAC website,
artsinsandpoint.org.
Okay, there you go. Thank you so much, Paige McDonald from Allegro Dance Studio and Ruth Klinging Smith from Suzuki Strings Academy. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you. Well, that's it, folks. Informative interviews with Food for Our Children and Pondere Arts Council Performance and the Allegro Dance Studio and Suzuki Strings Academy. They'll be performing the Winter Night. Podcasts of these two interviews are available on our website at krfy.org. Please enjoy your day. Please enjoy Otto's eclectic mix all day long. Thanks for listening.